Marcella Evaristi. Episode 3, Commendation and Competition. Take your tuba.
I would, Tom, but then the weight of my rucksack would tip you over sideways.
Hold on. I'm not getting framed on.
So anyway, after she gave me my commendation, Miss Amazing Evans said, Lucy, I think you should borrow my brolly. It was like she knew.
Big black clouds, thundery noise. Yep, she must have spirit powers. Get it?
Your strength is not in humour, but in carrying stuff. Here, you hold my angel and I'll hold the brolly.
Bonkers kind of angel. Where's its feathers then?
It's art, not Christmas, moron. I call it my angel of the North London. Oh no, it's getting wet here.
Oh no.
I'll just tie it on with this little buckle from your belt.
Ow! Please don't do that again, May!
Hold on.
If I win this story competition, if you're like, hi gang at my new school, I'm Tom Miller and I've just won us all some pretty impressive new computer equipment.
You mustn't ever say that out loud to them. Got that? No, seriously, swear?
Okay, I swear. This thing's meant to be its wings.
Obviously. See, I took the two big memo boards from Mum's wall, then Dad fixed them onto a mop handle.
Can you get out the entry form from my pocket?
Right. Number one, write an essay with the title Who or What Inspires You?
Easy. Spidey's the guy for me.
Spidey, as in Spider-Man.
Yep, that's what I said. Oh,
Spider-Man? Just nod, don't turn and look at me. You nearly brained that Labrador.
What's wrong with Spider-Man?
I swear to God, you are the lamest kid ever.
No, Mom, shut up.
Well, just as well for you I'm around. Jeez, imagine you dawdling between Holloway and here as an only child on your own, sir. Sometimes the thought of that makes me feel really sorry for you.
You see how you tied this on?
Till I, you know, remember. You're not an only child. Then I feel sorry for me.
With the wind and... Whoa! Turn me into a glider!
No, come back! I need my phone! It's Katie's first sleepover at Dad's tomorrow. At last! I can't wait!
Hey, this is kind of out of control!
Turn around so I can... Ow! My ear! You bashed my ear! Oh, my ear...
Oh, my lord, your ear! Has your balance gone?
My what? My balance? Oh, God, yes,
oh,
yes.
Sit down here. Go into the deep freeze and get a bag of peas, Tom.
Oh, it's like I'm on a ship on a stormy sea. Side to side I go.
You got banged with this wing thing. It wasn't my fault.
You're all right, Lucy.
I'm really not all right.
Thanks, Tom. Hold them against your ear so it won't swell.
You stupid idiot.
So why was Tom carrying it anyway?
What?
Why weren't you carrying it?
What? What are you saying to me? I can't hear a thing. Oh, I have to learn to lip read on top of having to move house every Wednesday. I feel faint.
Oh, poor Poppet.
What?
Lift the piece off your ear and you'll be able to hear better.
The other ear has gone now. I swear there's no sound.
Lucy, your iPod is in the other ear.
There's something I have to show you from school in the envelope there.
Oh, no, not another envelope. Not again, Lucy. What is it this time? Oh, my God! You've got a commendation this time, and that's, oh, terrifically, what, I now see it. Oh, do you see this, Tom?
How can I? I still have a waste paper basket strapped onto my face.
That wicker head is so inventive, Lucy.
There's no skin left on my nose.
Listen to this. Well done, Lucy. You have taken an idea and cleverly made it your own.
Except that it's not true.
What?
You didn't make it on your own.
What did I think you faintly just said?
Because you made me model for it when we were at Dad's. Oh, I got staples in my Arsenal pants and Dad had to take them out with pliers.
Oh, a dizzy feeling has come over me. Strangely, like I'm at the Dodgems and my mouth is filling up with water.
Tom, kitchen bowl.
What was I? Oh, yes, Anthony Gromley.
Ugh. You know, the top of my legs kept sticking together with the super glue even after I'd showered.
Well, the shower at Dad's is pathetic.
Dad says I'm like a factory slave to her.
He actually said that. He said I reminded him of the famous artist Andy Warhol, who was famously married to Marilyn Monroe for 15 minutes and had a factory in the last century.
No, that's not quite... But I have a terrific book on Warhol. I'll just get it.
No, please, don't do that. For goodness sake, please. Because I'm too dizzy, you know, to focus right now.
How do you work out what to write about, Mum?
Don't say that to her, you idiot.
This is payback.
Well, let me get my tea, because that's a big one.
Ah, the payback. Don't let me.
What,
don't,
darling? What?
Don't let me forget to remind Katie to bring a shower cap because Dad's shower's really crap. Dad, you look up into the shower head and, oh, it's got all these blocked pores. Ugh.
It does not.
Dad just pops you in the washing up bowl. What do you know?
Miss Fussy, it's a good old shower at Holloway.
And you can't turn it off properly. Bit like you.
It's a great shower. Just not built to sort glue together legs, okay?
Hey, pea brain, you think Dad doesn't know it's a crappy shower? He's just not bothered.
Mind you, though, it must be all a bit weird for him after Dominique's...
Dominique's toilet was so silly. I mean, who needs a huge big green sofa and a table in a toilet? Come on!
Not a sofa. A chaise. Stunning. Georgian.
But it all worked out because he wanted to live back near us. Hooray!
That's exactly right. You two are his top priority. Showerheads, who cares?
So, how do you know what Dominique's toilet was like?
I saw it in World of Interiors.
Oh my gosh, I got this.
So how many years have you, me, Katie and Lucy and Tom sat together under that gorgeous family portrait of Joe's, huh?
Since our girls met at nursery. 10 years, Helen. A decade. 10.
And just a couple of summers later, he left you and swanned off to Manhattan. He's achingly good, isn't he?
Yeah, got everything ready to go as soon as Dad texts, girls.
Yes, Mum.
So great, going to my first sleepover at Dad's new place.
I know, and we can have so many more sleepovers now that he's not in queue.
You know, Katie insists she remembers coming round after nursery, age 3, and watching Joe paint that picture.
I do remember. Tom was a baby, and you were sitting beside a doll's house in the garden, Lucy.
Yeah, Dad took me to see Mum in the hospital, and there it was, right beside the cot.
Oh, so great, with all the little balconies.
I know, they looked so pleased with themselves. Baby Tom brought you a doll's house. First lie they ever told me.
Well, she's got a point, Mimi. You can't blame a first-born kid for feeling betrayed, can you? It's like we tell them, oh, I loved you so much, Coochie, I went and got a younger version, didn't I? Which is precisely what that bastard Brendan, Katie's dad, did.
Anyway, Tom, you know Helen has to come up with story ideas all the time for her newspaper column. Tom's entering a story competition.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's all about...
Yeah, good luck with that. But you know, Mimi, I'm really not as hostile as you think. I mean, eventually, marital battle lines fade like lasered age spots. Even jailbait grows up and gets stretch marked. How's Brendan?
Oh, my God, I love your hair.
Oh, my God, no, I love yours.
Have we checked the time? I mean, Joe is going to be desperate to see Katie.
Why?
Well, because Katie came so rarely to queue. Because he didn't want to share the kids'
Mum.
Time. Well, now he's in Holloway, he just can't wait.
Mum!
You should put him out of his misery and leave now, I think, girls.
Mum, for goodness sake, relax. Dad's going to text me when he gets back.
Now, did you find time to sign your new Georgie and Dot adventure for Katie? I mean, what a success story those achingly sweet little tales turned out to be, eh, Mimi?
Thanks. Here.
I mean, once you got your first book out of the way... What was that one called again?
We Are Born Astride the Grave, a Samuel Beckett reader.
Well, exactly. And once the psychiatrist convinced your mother to give children's fiction a go, there was no stopping her. Now look at her. She's pushing those Georgie and Dot adventures out of herself like some kind of literary octo-mum. Banging on that pastel anvil to save the day, huh? And talking of happy ever after, how's that new husband, Harry?
Oh, great. He's in Japan this weekend. Mm. And then after New York, the production might tour. It's very exciting.
For him. For you, it's like being married to a hologram.
That's Dad's text. Come on. Come on, Tom.
I'm coming. I'm coming.
Come on, Mum. Hey, Lucy, there are people coming down the path with blankets and stuff.
Oh, they're coming to collect Dad's painting for an exhibition. Isn't that great?
Hello, y'all. Oh, hello, Helen. Hey, where's my kiss?
Jojo. There you go.
He was talking to me. Hi, Daddy.
Hey, Tom.
Hi, Dad.
Lucy, did you bring back my charger?
I can only come in for a quick coffee.
Your charger? Sorry.
Oh, Lucy.
What? It's not like I don't know where it is. But I did bring you a photocopy of my commendation.
Oh, brilliant. Oh, everything's still in boxes. I can't find the coffee machine. Or the coffee.
Dad, can we watch another zombie movie on the Horror Channel later? It's all right, I promise I haven't said anything to Mum.
Bugger, I've run out of coffee filters. Tom, get some toilet tissue. I'll watch just as well.
You scatty man. You scatty and sweaty and... slightly damp-haired man.
Yeah, you know, I thought I was a bit whiffy.
Tom was telling us in the car that you're helping with an installation.
What? Oh, yeah, we've been helping install a kitchen hatch.
Kitchen hatch. Oh, he's German, isn't he? I think I've heard of him.
What?
Wait till you see my room, Kate. It's so cool. You can see right into the shop selling rubber dresses. Oh, Dad, your picture got collected from Mum's. Our kitchen wall's going to look baldy now.
What are you talking about? Mimi wouldn't lend out a picture without...
The blank space gallery.
I have to phone her. No, I should do a shop first. Seriously, am I smelling?
Come here and let me...
Oh, something's wrong with that bloody awful shower.
See? I told you Dad thought it was crap, but he just doesn't care.
Is that because he's not suburban and stuff?
That's right. You don't care, Dad, do you?
Yes, I do. I think I smell.
Can I come with you, Dad?
No, I have to call and check something with your mum.
Don't go out. I just got home.
Can I hold on to your mobile?
I'll carry it for you. Let's go.
No.
Why?
Tom, why don't you tell me all about this competition you want to enter?
There's a competition I want to enter. Dad!
I need to sort this out.
Listen, why don't I hold the fort? I'd love to hold the fort for you, Joe. I really would.
That would help. Thank you. Kids, Helen's going to stay until I'm back. It won't be long. Tom, I'll give you back your phone after I've called your mother, and then we can choose a movie. I'm thinking a revenge fantasy. No, Mimi, I'm too cross to give you a price comparison on quinoa.
What did I do wrong?
This is terrible.
Why? I felt very open-hearted and happy about lending that picture. I have to say, when it came to Pigment Joe, your treatment of me was always faultless.
I have a very bad feeling about this. How did they get hold of you?
Well, I was in Foyles getting a children's fiction thing and signing a Georgian dot flyleaf, and this guy says, oh, you're Joe Miller's ex-wife, and Joe Miller is so great, and we're doing the show, so I did the big bluff like I knew what it was all about.
Why?
Well, I didn't want to have one of those ex-wife moments where it's obvious you're out of the loop. You know, like, oh, did he win the Guggenheim? I didn't know. I was on a camping holiday in South Wales.
This is not like hearing I'd won the Guggenheim. It's more like hearing I'd won at one of those scratch cards where the texts cost me more than the prize-winning kettle was worth.
Anyway, the next thing, the blank space people were at my door and taking family group in Tufnell Park 2001 out of my kitchen and away in a van.
Oh, God. Mimi, are you ready for the name of this blank space exhibition? Transgression and Decay, Four Artists of Auto-Destruction. I mean, you can tell, can't you? It's not going to be great. It is going to be crapola.
Well, if you feel like this, why did you agree to being included?
It was when I was standing in a freezing cold semi in Hendon, worrying that my paste was too runny.
Oh, stop it. Look, you'll look back on this time and be proud, you know? Taking time to reassess, learning a craft. Joe?
Sure. My life. Transgression meets emulsion. This is all your fault, you know? I thought we were going to be all consulting and space-respecting, huh? What happened to that?
Let me see. You didn't check your email, your mobile's not working, and you have no landline. And what a morning for my telepathy to go and crash.
Lucy took my charger to yours. I'm using Tom's phone. And all week I've been assisting on a martial arts mural. It's a big crouching dragon in Crouch End contract. It's been full on. Well, part-time full on.
Oh, by the way... what's your lamb curry with Tom?
Mimi.
It's too hot for him.
It is not.
Listen, he came back with a Bernie Bottom.
Oh, so you immediately thought of me, typical.
A loyal Bernie Bottom, bravely born, but a loyal Bernie Bottom all the same. It's not a criticism.
Then it's a brilliant imitation of one. It's a trompe d'oeil.
Joe, that boy is in heaven that you are half his week now, but when he sleepwalks, it breaks my heart. You can see how painful it is. He walks like a zombie.
No, that's not the curry.
What?
No. No, I'll go with Thai tonight. Coconut milk is very soothing.
And then I said, that's too bad, Lucy, because I still have to carry your two bar home.
Oh, that's a good one. So you made these jokes up and they're not from, you know, like a joke book?
No!
What, really?
Really! I'm more like Eddie Izzard than Jimmy Carr.
You must keep Lucy laughing when you're going backwards and forwards. Except Lucy isn't that keen on your setup, is she?
No. I made up this song that drives her mad about forgetting whereabouts her stuff is.
Hit me with it.
Lucy the Loopy leaves her trail like she's a big revolting snail. That's all I've got so far.
Well, I'd push through with that one. Could be hilarious.
You know, my mum always said I was very funny.
It was sweet, though, wasn't it? Lucy and Katie falling for each other on their first day at nursery.
Yeah, let me tell you what wasn't so sweet. Being manacled to friggin' Helen since Lucy was 3 years old. Around the time you were poncing around New York, being uncompromising and newly single.
Mimi, I have made my amends.
This was the deal. You got to be this lucked-out miserabilist in Manhattan, and I got locked into a newly arranged marriage back in London.
You make me feel like I'm living a life of...
You see, I thought I owe it to Lucy to make this Katie friendship work. So I started to pretend that, oh, sweet serendipity, I'd found a new friend too, in her mum. But you die a little with every passing day.
Aren't you exaggerating? No, you two are very different people.
Sitting in the baby park like a character in a Beckett play, needing to talk and knowing the hopelessness of talk.
It's funny, both of you writers, but not a lot in common.
If Dante Alighieri had been Donata Alighieri, there would have been another circle of hell, called Manacle Mothering Hell.
Look, it was just handy that she freed me to pop to the shops, is all.
You are not listening! I have known no freedom from Helen for a decade. And even when we were married, she was always crassly hitting on you.
Oh, that's maybe just her manner. I mean, no, you are just amazingly together.
What?
No. But you did used to be kind of...
What, Joe, what?
Well, obsessively, neurotically, and constantly jealous, but... No, look, I'd better be getting on.
Hold on.
Mimi, we're happily divorced, and you know I love you, but when it comes to trusting people, you get the Othello marital gold medal first class.
No. You act so superior, but the truth is, when it comes to living in the parenting community, I have the smarts, and you are the hick.
Right, okay. This is what it sounds like to me. It's like... You think you're my boss, and I'm supposed to use the same resentment database as your company, and you get pissed off if I don't.
You bastard.
Yeah, again, an unwarranted vehemence. So, to recap, when it comes to this exaggerated resentment about Helen, you are on your own.
You know, Tom, funny really is the way to go with this competition, and you must try to fit in the Doll's House story.
You think?
Yeah, all about how you bought a doll's house with you from Planet Baby all the way to the hospital on the space-time continuum.
Right.
It was a lie. Your only baby trick was
Lucy,
your face
shut up.
When you filled your nappy.
Shut
you
up, Lucy.
Nothing at all. No way.
Lucy.
Nothing. Do you hear me?
No.
Daisy, look at that.
My wall! You put a big hole through my wall, you idiot!
Cooey, Katie!
Wow, these walls are made from pumpernickel.
Mum, why are you still here? When are you going home?
I'm holding Joe's fort.
That's Dad back. Dad, my wall!
Come in, what's going on?
Dad, the wall got a bit destroyed.
What did you do?
It wasn't my fault, I was just leaning on it.
Like, for emphasis.
Yeah, and now I can keep an eye on Tom sleepwalking.
Do you know what I'm going to do now? I'm going to put my feet up just like you. It's a Sunday morning, so let's have three records on the trot.
We've got juice, tea, and the toast. Toaster.
And the total unfairness?
Lucy, we've been having this argument for a week now. I've explained...
You've explained nothing. I begged you to. But now I'm going to get my stuff and move out of your half of my week. This has no place on your wall either.
No, don't do that to your commendation.
To destroy is to create. Please.
No.
But Miss Evans is so excited. We Googled you in class together. She even asked me to give a little talk. And you know, normally I get given the little talks.
Oh, dear God.
Dad, trust me, I need to go to this show. I have a strange feeling about it that I can't put into words. Words are not my thing. But I can put this into a crystal clear image. And that image is you saying, yes, Lucy, I'll take you to my show.
I can't do that.
You don't want to make me happy.
I do.
Dad.
Hang on, I'm just reading this column, it's Helen's.
I finished my competition story, it's very funny. Here, Dad, but watch yourself when you read it.
What?
I laughed so much I nearly had a little bit of an accident.
Oh, God. Wait, Tom.
Dad, oh, that's a picture of Helen, Katie's mum.
Yeah.
Is it funny? She really likes a joke. Let me see. Well, I get it. What? Dad, your face has gone all trot.
Wait. She's written about how it's better for children if they just live mainly in the one house.
Read it!
These go-betweening children are like sad little snails, their trail of school stuff constantly left in the other place.
What? She nicked my line!
You said that? What else did you tell her?
What? No, I never said that. Let me see.
Hey. These parents should remember the wisdom of Solomon and refrain from the urge to split childhood in half for their own selfish ends.
Well, that's it. I'm not sending my story anywhere now, am I?
Oh, don't, Tom. Not your competition story. I'm sorry, it's not personal.
Dad, I'm 10. I'm small, but I'm not an idiot. I got played.
Then Georgie turns back along the path to find Dot and says, "Hey, Dot, how will we ever get out of the dark forest?" And Dot says, "Georgie, what do you make of that bitch, Helen?"
Mimi?
Joe, how did you get in?
The door was open. Lucy's toing and froing into the garden. She's burying her angel.
Oh, my God. I will never get over what Helen wrote.
Mimi, I was so wrong. Please, say I told you so. I'd like to sign up for the resentment database. Mimi, this is your world. Look, my mouth is full of straw. Teach me all you know.
I need scotch. Yoga's not doing it for me right now.
So you are upset?
10 years, Joe. 10 years of shared wine and shared wine gums, birthday pottery parties, all the Harry Potters, Play-Doh, Playdates, Pantos, Cowpole, just trampled on for one cheap shot.
Did you read the bit where she suggested the fathers of go-betweenies are just in it to avoid paying maintenance? I did.
Still, it's true what she said. The odds of children of multi-divorced parents forming stable relationships are really low. That's a true statistic.
Listen to me. How long have my parents been together? That's right, forever. When I was a kid, we only moved house once. They still live in my childhood home. I am stability's boy. And look at me. I'm on my third divorce, broke, and in total status freefall. Your statistic is a crock.
You're not just saying that.
Look at me. I am sliding down my own life like one of those rubber men thrown against glass shop fronts on Oxford Street.
You always knew the right thing to say to me.
Is he breaking your heart all over again, Mother?
Aye, go and get your coat and your brother. I am taking you to the gallery show.
Yes! Mother, how could you have ever let him go?
Oh, jeez. I have to go and make a speech now.
Lucy, look at that weird woman sitting over that bucket on a piece of plank.
She's been tearing out pages from her book and eating them.
Ugh! I hope she has a poly bag in her pocket.
Oh, my God.
Blimey! Looks like she doesn't come from Highgate.
Oh, shh. It's Dad. Dad's starting.
Hello, everyone. Strange to feel a bit lost for words with such a lot of words of text behind me on this wall. Like, only destroyed art retains its integrity under capital. That's not really my manifesto, so why am I standing under its banner? This is how it happened. It was 2003, and I was living in Manhattan. One night, I took a pile of paintings and I took a pile of cocaine.
Oh my God. That's...
And I put petrol on the paintings and bourbon on the cocaine. Whoosh! The remains of the burnt paintings went to the gallery and were reformed like fish cakes to be resold as statements of destroyed art. I didn't buy that line, but I stopped doing lines, so that was good. The fish cakes began to sell like hotcakes. And not long after that, I went to a movie. All about a dad who was also a fish, with a sea between himself and his lost boy. And then I had my epiphany thought, my own manifesto, which was that nothing would come good if I didn't wake up in the city where my children sleep. So then I came home.
Wow.
I didn't know that about him.
Me neither. I thought his favourite film was Invasion of the Body Snatchers, but it turned out to be Finding Nemo.
Lucy? Mimi, did you know Tom submitted another entry? I've got the Chronicle. He won.
My son did rewrites. I'm so proud.
Well, read it then.
The Bully.
You wrote about bullying. Our boy juiced the pain.
Here, Dad, you do it.
All right.
I had a friend who was bullied, and he told me about the Chinese burn he got given every day on the way home from school. Oh. I was thinking about that when the strangest thing happened to me the other day.
Oh, I love this bit. This is a really good bit.
I told a reporter all about my family and about how we go between two houses. Not that strange, you would think.
Wait for it.
I mean, it's not that freaky. Not like my adventures on the space-time continuum, but that's a whole other story.
Joe, he did a comic aside too.
I know. But see, instead of twisting my arm skin, it was like she had twisted our life.
Ouch.
That was good, Tom. Almost commendationable. But please, don't talk to the press about me again, all right?
And one last thing. Go on, you.
And one last thing. There wasn't a friend who got given Chinese burns. That was me. Because, you see, I don't want to join the Big Fat Liars Club, so that's why I came clean. The end!
I love that twist. I never saw that coming.
I think that's Katie coming down the path.
Oh, is it?
Mm.
Good. Hey, Katie, how's it been?
I so need to talk to you. I need to tell you everything.
Okay, what's going on?
So, she pours the lava of hatred onto my best friend's family, and then she tries to make it up to me with a mother-daughter mani-pedi.
No.
Like I was just some cuticle she could just, you know, soften.
Unbelievable.
Oh, hello, Katie.
I'd like to stay here.
Of course she can, can't she?
Yes, you're always...
That's a big suitcase.
No, I mean properly. I'd like you to adopt me.
That's such a good idea.
Lucy, you can't just...
Come on, Katie Cups. I want to show you my great environmental death collage.
See you in a...
Awesome. It is awesome.
Hello. Helen. Yes, don't worry, Katie's here, asking to be adopted. Oh, don't be stupid. Think about it. Does that sound like my kind of joke? No. It sounds like one of your achingly cack-handed jokes. Yes, it does. No, I haven't finished. You achingly, insensitive, emotionally tone-deaf freak. That was fun.
You know, I think substituting yoga for your medication's really working out for you.
Well, I still have a worrying, judging mind, you know. But at least now when I anxiously clench, it's with these buns of steel. So I suppose that's progress.
I should say so. You never got a firm marsh from group therapy, did you?
Never.
Progress, not perfection, Mimi. It's all we can aim for.
I'll drink to that, Joe.
The Go-Betweenies was written by Marcella Evaristi. In episode 3 of The Go-Betweenies, Lucy was played by Phoebe Abbott, Tom, Finlay Christie, Mimi, Sarah Alexander, and Joe was David Tennant. Katie was Ophelia Davidson and Helen, Tracy Ann Oberman. The Go-Betweenies is directed by Marilyn Imrie, produced by Gordon Kennedy, and is an Absolutely production for BBC Radio 4.